pull yourself together. Your house is full of penguins.
Tom Popper is working his way up the corporate ladder in a New York financial firm, but all the time it takes leaves too little for his family. Then, right in the middle of the biggest business deal of his career, Mr. Popper's own absent father, a veteran explorer, sends a gift that changes everything and is a huge hit with the kids.
Your penguin! Six penguins?
It's good counting, Billy.
Do they have names?
This one's Captain.
And that's Loudine. Hey!
Voidy. And that one's Stinky.
He loves me.
That's Lovey.
And that's Nimrod.
Caring for the penguins and learning to cope with their antics teach Popper some lessons about what is really important in life.
Everybody ready? And shuffle ball step, shuffle ball lunge. Step ball change, step ball change, step ball change. Word.
The line of dancing penguins is computer generated, or CG, and there are robot penguins for some other scenes, but star Jim Carrey says he had the most fun with the real penguins cavorting on the refrigerated soundstage.
We opted for a lot of CG stuff, but most of it is real penguins, and because I love working with animals. I kind of like to join their energy, and oftentimes we'd come in on the set and they wouldn't be there and we'd hear them off in the distance in their habitat going, yeah, like this. They'd be interrupting the dialogue anyway. I go, well, they might as well be here, you know. I'd bring them on in, and a lot of times we did that.
Could you pass the salt?
Okay. I love the dinner scene, which was supposed to be them just sitting in their chairs, just pecking fish off the plates. But the wranglers, they had broom poles separating and holding back the penguins, you know, and their heads like, trying to get at the fish. And it's mayhem, basically. And I just kind of had to stay in it and have fun with it. But, you know, when stuff like that happens inside, I'm going, yes. Go wild.
Director Mark Waters says his challenge was not to tame, but to capture on film the wild menagerie and his whimsical star.
Working with live penguins just gave you an idea of the kind of fun they are. And so even we chose to do a CGI sequence, we knew that we had to keep that kind of a bubbly energy going and keep a little bit of instability in the shooting of it so that it would kind of match with all the things that were live.
You're tenacious, Papa. I'll give you that. Who's responsible for this?
Mr. Popper's Penguins features Angela Lansbury as a wealthy New Yorker who Popper is trying to sign for a business deal. She says she turns down many film offers, but had reasons to accept this one.
I found it very hard to resist the opportunity to work with such an extraordinary group of people, particularly led by the great Jim Carrey, who I've been a fan of for many, many years. And I was working in the theater, and I had a chance to be in a movie after many, many years, and everybody made it a most enjoyable event for me.
Mr. Popper's Penguins is loosely adapted from a Newbery Award-winning children's book by Richard and Florence Atwater that was first published almost 75 years ago. The film is set in New York City and features Manhattan landmarks, including the ice rink in Central Park and the circular Guggenheim Museum, which proves irresistible to the irrepressible penguins. Alan Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.